Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Klein. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Locke. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bobby Locke. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Held. Hamlin moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle bunts towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to third. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamlin scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Locke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano moves to third. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Romano reaches second base with a double. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a pop-up towards third. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 2 in the game. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kline moves to third. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. De La Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. De La Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Newcomb now pitching. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbert strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kline strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newcomb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Newcomb covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bond moves to third. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-3 in the game. DeLahaz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bond tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.